This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. What are some key focal points for men from this passage to renew their mind? Like, how do we do that? And then how is this passionate love for God developed as the motivational fuel to want to draw near and to love and follow and worship and obey God?
Based on Romans chapter 12 and the beginning of verse 2, start there with the negative command, the prohibition, do not be conformed. And what we need to take from that is an acknowledgement of our propensity. There isn't neutrality. You know, there isn't a demilitarized zone in the Christian life. We need to recognize that apart from vigilance, apart from intentional effort, our minds will be naturally conformed to the environment around us. And that's why Paul says in that prohibition, he says, do not be conformed. And what we need to do is recognize from that, that's going to be what will naturally happen apart from the proper positive effort. It begins there. Recognize what you're prone to do. Recognize where your mind is prone to wander, how it's influenced by the secular culture around you. You can't resist that apart from intentional action. That leads to the second point that I'd emphasize from this text, and that is to embrace the responsibility. Paul doesn't just say, don't be conformed. That's the negative. But he says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is a responsibility that Christians have. Christians have the responsibility to engage in this activity. This is what, not just a suggestion, it's not just something that will lead you to a better life. This is a responsibility given to all Christians. Embrace that. Realize this is fundamental for understanding the Christian life. You are to be renewed. You are to renew your mind through the means that God has given. And I'll get to that in just a moment. Thirdly, I would say this, not only are we to acknowledge our propensity and embrace our duty, but appreciate the mercy. This is fundamental. You cannot understand the imperative of Romans 12, verse 2, apart from the foundation given back in verse 1 of the chapter, where Paul says that he gives this exhortations by the mercies of God. Our effort here has to be founded in what God has done for us. What is essential in this process, particularly of fulfilling the responsibility of renewing our minds, is that this is all gospel-driven. Chapters 1 through 11 of Romans speak over and over and over again of what God has done for us. And as Paul thinks of the word that would define the contents of those 11 chapters, he comes up with the term mercy, the mercies of God. He urges us by the mercies of God, those things which we do not deserve, that benevolence poured upon those who deserve the opposite. And this is what fuels that passion, especially. It's a reminder of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, all of his action on our behalf. That's the fundamental motivation. And then fourthly, I would say this, recognize the right means. Paul does say, renew your minds, and that renewal is going to lead to transformation.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.